Most say Christian faiths should not have to compromise beliefs to adhere to leftist woke ideology. By Hannah Blow on December 24, 2022. Most Americans do not believe that Christian faiths should have to compromise their traditional beliefs to better adhere to leftist woke ideology. A recent Summit Ministries/MC Lachlan and Associates survey found. Among those who offered an opinion, a solid majority, 68%, said traditional Christian faiths should not be forced to compromise their traditions and beliefs to align with liberal ideology around topics like marriage, transgenderism, and critical race theory. However, nearly one-third, 32%, said they should. Most Republicans, 75%, and independents, 61%, said those with Christian faiths should not be forced to change their beliefs to align with leftist ideology. But Democrats remain split, as 41% said they should and 41% said they should not. However, among Biden 2020 voters specifically, 42% believe Christians should compromise their beliefs to match up with leftist ideology, compared to 41% who do not. As a comparison, 79% of Trump 2020 voters say Christian faiths should not have to compromise their beliefs to adhere to leftist ideology. The survey was taken December 9 to 14 among likely voters. The survey follows continued efforts across the board to normalize a series of leftist agenda items, including transgenderism and critical race theory, CRT, even against the will of parents nationwide. Most recently, President Joe Biden signed the so-called Respect for Marriage Act, making gay marriage legal nationwide. Prior to that, the House passed the measure without strong religious liberty protections, prompting religious liberty concerns, as Breitbart News reported. The vote comes a week after the Senate voted 61-36, with the help of 12 Senate Republicans, to advance the bill with the addition of a bipartisan amendment some lawmakers claim will protect religious liberty. However, faith advocates say that the amendment is basically useless and that the Respect for Marriage Act could be used to target Americans who believe that marriage is between one man and one woman. The Senate notably rejected a religious liberty amendment from Senator Mike Lee, RUT, that would have prevented religious organizations from being targeted by the federal government under the law. Representative Chip Roy, RTX, proposed an identical amendment to Lee's in the House and was also rejected. There is nothing more decent, more dignified, more American about what we are doing here today, Biden said before signing the bill.